So hello all and welcome. It is I, the realist philosopher. So how y'all doing today? I hope you're all doing good, fine, and well, well. I'm doing okay. Doing all right. Another day here in a hotel. I'm gonna try to stay here for a week. They've got some kind of a weekly special, 400 a week or something. Like that, yeah, not ideal. There's another place that has decent weekly, but you have to, it's a nicer place for sure. But you'd have to stay for a month to get it. I don't want to commit that long, and I don't want to commit that many funds because I'm trying to find something more permanent. So I'd rather invest as much of my money as possible. As much of my money, as much of my funds as possible into something longer term, more permanent than just continue to dump money into hotels. Because that can become kind of a vicious cycle that is difficult to escape from. There's a lot of people out there living in extended stay, long stay hotels, and they get just enough funds to keep doing that, but not enough to get out of there and rent a place permanently. So I don't want to get caught in that cycle. So I'm going to endeavor to find something within the next week. First, I have to arrange some kind of weekly for this place. This place is not that great, but I've seen worse. It's middling. There are worse hotels. I could handle it for another week. And again, shout out to my very generous benefactor who helped me out and made this possible. The biggest problem I'm having right now is my heart. So for those of you who follow me and know a little bit about me, I don't need to say what kind of exercise I do or have done my entire life to stay fit. Those of you who don't, I'm a swordsman, arguably master. I would say most certainly am, considering the 40 plus years I've been doing it and just the dedication and the level of understanding and discipline and knowledge I have on the subject. For me, sword work is very easy, but now because of my heart, it's more difficult, obviously, but it's the best way for me to get my heart stronger again to recuperate. Just laying around and doing nothing. That's not the way to get your heart healthier, to recover from a heart attack, which I recently had. No, yet you have to be active, but anything else would be too much for me. So obviously my heart attack was worse than I thought, or I'm just maybe jumping back into it too soon. I don't think so. Recovering from any heart attack is going to be difficult. Like I can't walk very fast for very long, mainly because I don't walk a lot. I've walked a lot in years, but sword work I've done practically every day for 40 plus years. So for me, that's the go-to way to recover and get my heart strong. So there's that. Currently, again, I'm trying to find permanent housing. Got to do that before I even consider working. Number one, because kind of need more time to recover. I'm not ready to work. How do I know? I just finished a sword workout. Slow forms, by the way, nothing fast. Slow forms are in their own way very challenging, as you don't have momentum and such, but the redirection aspect and transitioning of the blade from one point. One cut, one movement to another when you're moving at normal speed also has its challenges. So those focus on different areas. But even doing the slow forms, I did as much as I could without doing too much. All right. I stopped before I reached a point of like, oh, I'm totally exhausted. But even then, my heart is it's just pounding away and I'm lightheaded. And that's necessary. Can't let a little bit of discomfort stop me. I'm currently on a 3-1 exercise routine, so 3 days on and one day off. That's like 6 days a week. Sounds like a lot. Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's normal for me though. And by the way, that's the only way you're going to recover. You can't let a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of pain, get in your way. Now you can let a lot. If you're having a lot of discomfort, a lot of pain, that's your body's way of telling you, stop, you're doing too much. But it's just discomfort, general discomfort, nothing extreme. It's normal. It's fine. You just have to grin and bear it and deal with it. You had a coronary a month ago. You're going to be tired, even if you're doing something that you've been doing over 40 years. But that's number one. Going back to work right now, bad idea. Being on my feet 8 hours a day, I can't. It'd be too much. I know that because something I've been doing for over 40 years, not even going to the point of exhaustion, has now I'm, a couple hours later, just feeling garbage. A little short of breath, just making a video. Number two, you want to put the cart before the horse. You can't really get a job, get work until you have reliable housing. Not really going to work sleeping in your car. Maybe if you're 25. I'm not 25 and haven't had a coronary. I could probably do that actually if I hadn't had the coronary and I was in the same kind of fitness and health before I had the sepsis and the coronary. But now, no. I wouldn't be able to recover living in my car, let alone work. That's insanity. If I can't work right now and can't recover, that's absurd. So, got to find more permanent housing before I can think of working, and I need more time to recover. But the housing is tough because most places they won't rent to you unless you have a job in the first place. So it's kind of a catch-22. Got to find housing before I can reliably work. Yet you can't generally find housing unless you have work. So it's like there's an extra level of challenge there, yo. Now, I was looking at commercial spaces. There's less of a barrier of entry in regards to leasing and renting such a space. And I have a lot of human capital in regards to mechanics and engineering and such that I could maybe utilize that space for something. But it's a year lease. I'd be locked in and I'd have to live in the space. It's a giant space. With like super high ceilings, no AC, it's got heat, but I can only imagine what the heat would be in winter, the cost. And it's just a big giant commercial space with a half bath, a sink and a commode. I mean, I could live in that, but it's barely one step above living in your car. It's a little better. But it's also going to be a money pit with the utilities with winter coming, and maybe I could utilize the space to do cheap car repairs, fix people's vehicles and such. Though it doesn't have a lift, so that would limit me to a certain extent. Though you can get aftermarket lifts for relatively cheap, but they're still not cheap in the grand scheme of things. Sleeping in a commercial space, just like a big giant garage, that's not ideal. That's far from ideal. Far from ideal. And you're not technically allowed to do that legally. And I don't know how much oversight is coming from the landlord. Does he employ some kind of security company that is going to be doing walkthroughs of the property at night? If so, then they might be a little suspicious when they come through at 3 in the morning. And they hear noises coming from inside the garage. Now, it's my space. I'm free to work or be there for work. But if I'm consistently, if they're hearing noise consistently, if they're, I'm not up at three. Well, actually, I am up sometimes at 3. I have a horrible time sleeping sometimes. If they roll through there every night and somebody's in there, they might get suspicious. Oh, somebody's living in there. I mean, I suppose I could get like a sofa bed and that would stealth it, and you put it away and a table with my griddle stove on it, whatever, gas stove, and that wouldn't be too suspicious. That's easy to stow away and stealth hide, when you've got the place open for whatever business you're doing. But I don't know that. Lock it. There's no shower and no AC. I mean, yeah, here in Montana, it's not Phoenix. It's not desert hot, but it gets pretty hot in the summer. Might be a narrow window, but when you're talking about a garage, that shit's gonna get hot, man. No AC? I mean, you wouldn't want AC in a space that big with ceilings that high. The AC would be on 24/7. Yeah, like a $2,000 electric bill or some shit. Well, readers, you could get like a tent and pop tenant in there and then have like a portable AC unit inside the tent, inside the garage unit. I guess that's possible, but that's like, wow. Do I want to live like that for a year? Again, how am I going to make money? I mean, I guess I would still have that problem regardless of where I live. So at least with the space, the commercial space, it would double as a place during the day to actually bring in some kind of cash, do a little advertising in local newspapers, classifieds and such, for cheap car services. I mean, even without a lift, I can do stuff like change brakes, brake pads, bleed brakes, do oil changes, change gaskets, spark plugs, tune-ups, rudimentary stuff. But because my overhead is so low, I could do it cheaper than anybody else. I mean, I guess that's one way, right? But then again, if I was doing that, it would really have to bring in a lot of revenue. And I mean, I would have to be doing that full time to bring in enough revenue, or at the very least, I would have to be available all day, right? To be able to offer these services. And if that's the case, then I wouldn't be able to get a standard 9 to 5 of any kind and then earn some kind of stable income that way. So it's a very difficult proposition to rent a commercial space and live in it, let alone limit it and make enough, utilize the space itself, make enough. Oh boy, yeah. Anyway, that's the update for now. Once I'm done with this video, I got to go to the front desk and see if I can negotiate to stay in this room. I was in another room in this same hotel yesterday. It was right next to the laundry room that has all of these vending machines as well. And the laundry room is open 24/7. So you can figure how well that went, especially when you throw in the fact that this place is a very old hotel, has thin walls. I got no sleep. This room is much better, but it's also much bigger. And the guy gave me a discount on one day, but I don't know that they're going to give me their one bed, smaller room rate for this room for a week. Kind of doubt it. Maybe I can negotiate something. I don't know. It depends on how full up they are. But yeah, I don't want to rent a place for a month. Definitely don't want to put out that much cash. When I'm trying to find something more permanent, I'd love to keep going and talking to you guys, but my heart is starting to pound like a fucking anvil right now, and my chest is getting tight, and I'm just getting more lightheaded. Thankfully, today was day three of a workout regimen, the way I do it. So, normal workout on day one, then lighter weight in regards to the wooden sword I use, so smaller, lighter, and then day three normal, and then a day of rest. So 3 days on, one day off. So tomorrow I have a day of rest. That's how you do it if you want to recuperate. If you're trying to rebuild your strength, you don't exercise 6 days in a row. You don't exercise 7 days in a row. You always need at least one day of rest every week. But I gotta go. Oh, I'm gonna pass out. I'm the realist philosopher, and I wish you a good and pleasant day. Take care.